Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Huh.
Wonder where you heard that yesterday.
So look at Zay Jones. That would be my kind of favorite of the bunch, if you will, Josh, now with Tyler Boyd gone and signing with the Titans yesterday.
All right.
So
the only question to me was he going to get out of Dallas?
And I think that was a legit question.
Because he went to Dallas. Sure. He was going to Dallas first, but then it was coming to Kansas City.
Correct.
And he's from Austin.
Right. Exactly. And sometimes you want to stay home. And sometimes you don't want to have state income tax.
You know, as we know.
Right.
Every kid that grows up in Texas
wants to be a cowboy,
wants to be a Longhorn and then a cowboy.
That's right.
That's how it works. That's the progression.
Right. That's the natural progression of life.
Then they have to be brainwashed out of it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have to be cleansed and taken out of those thoughts. But that's where it starts.
Right.
It seems like for every single one of these kids. Right.
Yeah.
So my only concern was, wow, would he get out of Dallas?
Yeah. And it looks like he did. He arrived in Kansas City last night and we'll meet with the Chiefs today.
Scheduled to have a visit today with the Chiefs. All right.
Right. So good news. We told you. So, I didn't hint about Zay Jones yesterday because I was just grabbing at straws, right? I think I probably had a little inkling that Zay Jones was going to be coming into Kansas City and probably be somebody that the Chiefs are interested in. And I think it's a good backup plan because you don't know what the situation is with Rashi Rice right now. And you can't prepare for a season expecting Rashi Rice to be part of your team this year. You just can't. And if you're doing that, then you're doing something that is false. You've got to prepare for this season as if Rashi Rice is injured and out for the year. And then if you do get Rashi Rice at some point this season, then great. Then you add him back into the mix. But you can't go into the season like, you know, teams have done in the past, hoping and wishing and praying that somebody's going to either get better from the season before, or they're going to be healthy, or they're going to be ready to go. If you have question marks about guys going into the year, you've got to find that plan B. And that's what the Chiefs are doing. And that's really, Josh, a big reason why they've been successful is because they're always looking for the next. They're always finding out what plan B is, what plan C is. And I know fans at times fall in love with players and fall in love with names. But at the end of the day, as I've been saying and stealing it from Jerry Seinfeld, we're cheering for laundry here, folks. We're cheering for the jerseys on the team. And if Rashi Rice can't do what he needs to do off the field to be part of what's going on the field, then we need to move on from Rashi Rice. We need to eternal sunshine of the spotless mind and zap him from our brain. And that's the best way to look at this thing. And then if he gets brought back into our lives because, you know, the suspension is short, it's over, he's not gone as long as possible or however long he's supposed to be gone, then great, bring him back into the mix and you welcome him back. But I think going into the season right now, when that game opens on Thursday night against the Baltimore Ravens at Arrowhead Stadium, I don't think Rashi Rice is going to be part of that.
You're going Baltimore Ravens now?
I am. Yeah, okay. I'm going. You're going Houston. I think Baltimore is a nice AFC championship game.
Baltimore. So
did Traeger say Baltimore?
I believe so.
Oh well, if he said it, I mean his mock draft, he nailed that thing. So. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying he is at the NFL headquarters in L.A. So,
is he?
Yeah, I think so.
Is he? But maybe. The NFL headquarters are in New York.
Wait. No.
No, the NFL Network headquarters allegedly are
again,
out there.
The NFL headquarters are in Los Angeles.
Is that what they're telling us now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Fine. It's in New York.
They wanted an office where the team was.
Right. That's
where
right.
America's team is.
Dallas?
And that's the L.A. teams.
Oh, that's the L.A. teams. Nobody in L.A. knows that those teams exist, though, Josh.
No, but they got offices right there and everything.
Oh, right there. You know, they're right there and ready to go. Okay, fine. So he was in New York yesterday. Probably saw a sneak peek of the schedule. Look, I'm guessing Baltimore. You're guessing Houston. Somebody could guess Buffalo. I mean, there's a lot of good ones out there that could be that home opener. I still love Scott Pioli's suggestion. Do the Raiders. Why not have them as the home opener? Because they were the team that embarrassed the Chiefs last year and really gave them the oomph that they needed to kind of go on that postseason run and win the Super Bowl. So maybe it is the Raiders. Who knows? But I'm not planning on Rashee Rice being there. In fact, I'm not factoring Rashee Rice into my plans at all this year. And that's just the cold-hearted way of doing business in the NFL, but it's the better way of doing business in the NFL. If you're sitting back and you're a general manager and you're relying on somebody that may be suspended for a good portion of the season and you don't go out and find contingency plans, then you're not doing your job properly. And it takes a special general manager, a guy like Brett Veach, who can just see players as assets and not as, you know, friends, if you will, and just move on from those guys. And that's what you have to do. I'm not saying you cut Rice. So don't put words into my mouth, right? Because I saw, yes, you said cut Rice. I never said cut the guy, but I'm not counting on the guy. There's a difference, right? You don't cut somebody with that kind of talent, but you know what? You also don't rely on a guy that can't behave off the field. You've got to find your contingency plan. And that's why we brought up Zay Jones yesterday, because we kind of had an inkling he was coming here to Kansas City, right?
You got to have some options out there, and you should be indeed whatever the updated version of kicking tires is, because I do think kicking tires is still an outdated thing.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef, and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.